Good morning, everybody. It's still Wednesday, the 25th of April, 2012. I'm still Ruth, also known as R2UK. This is still my audio boot, audio blog, and I wanted to talk a little bit about Freeview, a topic that was brought up by my friend Simon, who is SM2N on audio boot, and he was having a bit of a rant about how his Freeview picture quality has decreased significantly since the digital switchover in the London area. We can't use Freeview in our house. It's a source of great annoyance to me, I have to say. When was it? We must have been without a paid satellite subscription for a good couple of years now. It was one of the economies we made because we decided we weren't watching television enough to be paying 30 or 40 quid a month for satellite television. We cancelled it, and at this point we completely changed our TV setup. So we now, our main TV is connected to a Mac Mini, and we use a Mac Mini as a media centre. And there's a great system of hardware and software called ITV. It's produced by a company called Elgato, and it's EYE TV. And they produce Mac hardware and software that enables you to receive television from various feeds onto your Mac. So we started off with an ITV digital Freeview receiver, which is just a little USB thing that you plug in the back of your Mac and you plug your coax aerial cable into, and it receives the picture. And it was fine for a bit, and then we started having problems with it. The picture would break up, we were losing picture, we'd lost some channels, and it was a nightmare. And of course, because we have this eclectic television setup, it's really difficult to get engineers out to look at it, because no matter how many times you say, look, it's just a Freeview feed, they'll look at this Mac Mini and they'll look at your stuff and they'll go, well, I don't know how that works. So we had all sorts of problems trying to get people to look at it. Went through several different television engineers, and finally we've discovered that actually there is a line of trees between our house and the digital transmitter for our area. And we got to a situation where at the end of the summer, when the leaves were off the trees, we could get an aerial guy around to point our aerial between a gap in the trees, and we could just about get Freeview over the winter. But then come spring, when the leaves grew on the trees, we were just completely blocked. We spent the whole of the summer pretty much blocked, and then we could go back to watching it again. So, which was not ideal, really, when you're trying to watch television. So we tried various things, and I kept saying to the guys that came out, is there anywhere on the house we could move the aerial to that we'd get a clear view? And they were basically saying, no, there's no chance, there's trees in the way. So at that point, because we still had our old satellite dish on the side of the house from when we had a satellite subscription, we bought the ITV Sat, which is another product, which rather than taking an aerial input, it takes a satellite TV input. And again, plugs into the Mac Mini, uses the same software. So you essentially get a Freeview Plus box in your Mac Mini. It's got live TV watching, it's got recording, you can program it to record things, you can series link things. So it's a good system. And we just tried to use it with the satellite instead. And I have to say, actually, on the whole, that solution is working really well for us. I particularly like that once I have recorded something off the television, I get some very simple editing tools. So I can go into a recorded program and I can take out the spare excess recording at the start and end of the program, so I just get the whole program, and I can chop out the adverts if I need to. So we actually use this for recording television for the kids. We will record something, I will then chop it out and export it out onto the Mac file system, and we use Plex as an interface to then watch stuff off the file system. So for us, it's working really well. But yeah, Freeview was a nightmare. Really, really was. So there we go. That's my thoughts on Freeview and my experiences. And I shall leave it there. Bye for now.